弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天有大风雨，让大家还没睡醒是吧？弟兄姐妹平安。
It's a great storm outside. Maybe we're still a little sleepy. Good, peace to you, brothers and sisters.
听说今天这里有很大的 storm 要来，但是早上来到这里，发现还是那么多弟兄姊妹准时到达。
We did hear that there was a great storm that was on its way, and it was very pleasing to see that this morning a lot of brothers and sisters were already here.
我想我们如果真尝到享受神同在、敬拜神的喜乐，我们会舍不得不来聚会的。
Every foretaste of the goodness and the joy in worshiping the Lord, we would be very, very reluctant in not coming here.
它不光只是我们基督徒一个敬虔的操练跟习惯，它实在是一个很大的福分。
It's not just a godly exercise and a habit, but it is a great blessing.
我们希望没有一个人在任何一次的聚会是怎么来怎么回去的。
And we do not want anyone to come and leave exactly the same way.
不管我们读经、我们祷告、我们参加聚会，我们都希望我们在我们的聚会的里面灵修的里面，我们遇见我们所爱的主啊。
Whether we are reading the scripture or praying or singing, we pray that all those encountering with the Lord that we are not just going through the motion, but we are encountering Him, meeting Him.
就像诗歌说的，我们的信心实在是建立在这个伟大的爱，他永远爱我们。
And just like the song that we just sang, that our faith is anchor is built upon this love. He forever loves us.
那今天早上的信息呢，是要接我一月几号？一月初的新年特会礼拜天我没讲完啊。
The message for this morning is a continuation of the New Year conference message, the last message that I wasn't able to complete.
你们有没有觉得时间很快，一下子已经，我才不久前说 Happy New Year, 现在二月了啊。
You find that time really goes by very, very quickly. I just greeted you with Happy New Year's, now we're in the month of February.
就连我新年在讲道的时候，我的前言还没讲完，时间已经过了三分之二了。
Just like when I was preaching that very first message in the New Year conference, before I even got through the introduction, two-thirds of the time has gone by already.
我回家以后，我儿子照了一张照片寄给我，是我孙子听课的笔记啊。
And my son, after the service, took a picture of the notes that my grandkids took while I was speaking.
他中间有一句话，他说爷爷的这个前言 introduction。It's almost done.
And in the middle of his notes, he wrote Grandpa's message. His introduction is almost done.
因为我前言讲太多了，我一直说我马上就讲完，马上就讲完，所以他就写爷爷的前言快讲完了。
Because I was speaking and I keep reminding brothers, letting brothers know I'm almost done with my intro. So he wrote that down.
那我保证今天的前言很短啊。
And I guarantee you today that the introduction will be short.
但是因为怕有的人没有听新年特会，所以我还是简单复习一下。
But because maybe some of you haven't had the chance to be a part of the New Year conference, so I will quickly review.
因为我们今年要讲到说，让我们一起来经历神的建造。
So we want to really come and look at this year and focus on, let us experience God's building work together.
一方面让我们看到三而一的神，他们都参与这个建造。
And we see that the triune God, they are all together and part of this building up.
圣经上用一个荣耀的城 ，New Jerusalem, 新耶路撒冷。来表达那个荣耀的建造。
The scripture uses an illustration of a new city, the New Jerusalem, to represent that building.
而圣经告诉我们从列祖以来，包括亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都远远的看着这座城，他们一生为了这个城而活着。
And the scripture tells us all generation, all the saints of the time past, and their vision and their sight was upon the city, and they lived for the city.
所以历代的圣徒，包括今天我们的圣徒，都在为着那一座城，就是神所经营所建造的城而活着。
So the saints of time past and all the saints today, we are all living for that city that the Lord is building.
而基督耶稣是根基。
And Jesus Christ himself is the foundation.
基督耶稣是蓝图。
And Jesus Christ himself is the blueprint.
基督耶稣是所有的建材材料。
And Jesus Christ himself is the material for all the construction.
所以整座城的成分都是耶稣基督。
And so the entire content of this city is Jesus Christ himself.
所以今天你我所有让基督耶稣在我们里面的替代跟活出， 都被累积到那座城里面去了。
So whenever you and I allow the life of Christ to be our substitution, that has become a part of that city.
那个叫做荣耀的教会。
It is called the glorious church.
叫做圣洁没有瑕疵的教会。
And holy and without blemish.
今天地上没有一个教会完全的。
Today here on earth, there's not a single church that's perfect.
所以有人说，如果你说找到一个完美的教会，你千万不要进去，因为你一进去，它就不完美了。
And there are people that have told us and say that if you found the perfect church, please do not go, because the moment you enter in, it has become imperfect.
那更不要说今天很多的教会活在荒凉、堕落、得罪神的情形。
Not to say that many, many churches live in a state of desolation, a place that really hurts the heart of God.
所以我们的盼望不再看得见的。
So our hope is not in the visible.
在那座荣耀的城。
In that glorious city.
但是呢，我们在地上，在我所在的教会里面，我们却很重要的要去活出那个荣耀的见证。
But while we are on earth, in the locale, in the churches that we are in, we need to live out that glorious testimony.
那么圣灵呢，就把各样的恩赐、智慧、能力赐给教会。
And the Holy Spirit gives all manners of gifts and power and anointing to the church.
然后圣灵在这里来预备心腹，要来迎接基督的再来。
And the Holy Spirit is preparing the bride for the coming of Christ.
这是三位一体的神一起在这里建造。
So the triune God, you can see this picture, all three persons is in this construction.
所以我在第一堂复习完了，第二堂就是让我们一起来经历神的建造。
That was the review of the very first message. Now the second message talks about let us all come and experience God's building work.
那我的讲义上有三点，前两点上次讲过了。
There were three points in the outline. The very first two I already spoke of.
一个讲到我们都是神手中的杰作。
Number one, we are all workmanship in the hands of God.
在基督耶稣里做成的。
And we've been created in Christ Jesus.
假如你真的就是一块材料。
If you truly is a material, a piece of material.
不管是大理石，不管是一个很好的木头，或是窑匠手中的泥。
Whether it's a big stone, a big piece of marble, whether it's a precious wood or the clay in the potter's hand.
你愿意交在一个完全没有智慧、没有能力、随便去胡搞你呢？
Would you rather surrender yourself to someone who has no talent, no abilities, and do whatever messy work he or she wanted to do?
还是你愿意交在一个大师的手中？
Or would you surrender into the hands of a master?
以前听说一个故事，当然这是很多人说的，一个大理石被别人都觉得没办法用，就放弃了。
And the story goes that there was a grand marble, and everyone who tried to carve on that marble gave up and said this is useless, and they all gave up.
但是当这个大理石交在米开朗基罗的手中的时候，
But when this piece of marble was handed over to Michelangelo,
他左看右看，他说里面有一个天使，我要让它显现出来。
And he looked from this side and that side. He said, within that marble, there's an angel. I'm going to make him appear.
所以他就用他的刀把这个像给雕出来了。
So with his chisels, he now brought forth that angel.
弟兄姊妹，你我都是神手中的杰作。
Brother and sister, you and I, we are the masterpiece in God's hand.
神没有把我们交给米迦勒，没有把我们交给这个加百列去制造、去训练我们。
And God did not commit us into the hands of Michelangelo. He did not commit our hands into Gabriel.
他亲自教育我们，他亲自在这里训练我们。
But He Himself is teaching and disciplining and training us up.
这样，耶和华独自引导他。没有外邦的神与他同在。
So this way, in this manner, the Lord led him. There was no other nations like him.
那第二大段讲到我们都要被建造，为的是要成为神的居所。
And the second point that we talked about is that we're all being built together so that we may become a dwelling place of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是太了不起的，一个开启哈。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful and very important revelation.
神要把我们建造成为他的家，成为他的居所。
God is building us together so that we may become His house, His dwelling place.
所以我们没有一个基督徒信仰是只为自己的。
So not a single one of us that we believe in our faith is for ourselves.
在神的眼中，我们是他整个家的一部分。
In the eyes of God, we are a part. You and I are a part of His house.
他要建造一个居所，圣经上用会幕、用圣殿、用教会。用圣城新耶路撒冷来表明这个建造。
He is building a dwelling place. The scripture uses the tabernacle, the temple, and The church to represent this building.
还有 New Jerusalem.
And the New Jerusalem.
它通通都表达神要找到一个居所。
And all of these illustrations, it speaks of the fact that God is seeking a dwelling place.
这个天和天上的天不够他居住的伟大的神。
A heaven and the heaven above is insufficient for his, for him to dwell.
居然要住在我们中间。
But yet he wants to dwell among us.
你不觉得很荣耀吗？
Do you feel glorious?
你不觉得教会太重要了吗？
Do you not feel that the church is utmost important?
不光教会是神的家，住在这。
And not only the church is the house of God, it is right here.
我们今天居然会每一个人都回自己的家，不管你是什么窝，金窝、银窝，什么窝都是。
After the service, everybody's going to go home, regardless of the state of that home.
你总有一个窝。
Everybody has a home.
你觉得那是你的家。
You feel that this is my home.
对不对？但是这是神的家。
But you need to recognize this is God's house.
所以我们要里面有一个说不出来的兴奋，每次回到神家来。
So there should be an excitement every time we step into those doors, we enter into the house of the Lord.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
我们在这里享受他的同在。
We come here and enjoy his presence.
我们在这里一起来敬拜他。
We come together to worship him.
就像上次 Aaron 说的，每一次当我们要唱诗聚会的时候，神叫天上的天使安静。
And as Aaron has given this illustration, every time the people of God, the children of God begin to sing, God says to the angels, hush.
因为我的儿女要开始敬拜我了。
Because my children is about to worship me.
所以我们在这里用我们所有能够有的力量来敬拜他。叫他的心喜乐。
So we worship him with all of our strength that he may take pleasure.
而在这里是人与神相会的地方。
And here is the place where God and men meet.
不信主的在这里找到了人生的真谛，能够信耶稣。
And those who have not yet come to faith in Christ, they come and find the meaning of life, and they commit their lives and their faith in Jesus Christ.
我们的软弱痛苦在这里遇见神，得到安慰。
Our weaknesses, our pain, because we've encountered Him, we are comforted.
我们灰心沮望在这里得到鼓励。
We are despair, we lost hope, we are here and we are being encouraged.
我们碰到的困难啊，担心害怕在这里。得到平安。
And we go through trial, difficulties, and fear, but here we find peace.
我们被罪恶、被肉体、被各样的事情辖制，我们在这里得到了赦免，得到了医治。
We are bound by sin and our own flesh, but here the Lord sets us free, and we are healed.
任何人只要遇见神，一定改变了。
Any person, if they encounter God, they will be changed.
而这里就是人遇见神的地方。
And this place is the place where they encounter God.
所以圣经上说要带着诚心、充足的信心来到神的面前。
And so the scripture tells us to come with a genuine and assure, the assurance of faith.
所以每次带着聚会，每次来聚会的时候要带着盼望。带着自己真实的需要和本相来到主的面前。
So every time you come into a meeting with God, you need to come with expectation, and just as you are, your true self to before the Lord.
你今天早上来聚会的时候有没有带盼望？
When you came this morning, did you came with hope?
还是你对 SVCA 对余弟兄完全没盼望？
Perhaps you don't have hope in SVCA or for Pastor Yu.
对我们没盼望没关系，对神要有盼望。
It is okay that you don't have hope.And me, and us, but you need to have hope in God.
希望主借着诗歌，借着任何，借着祷告，借着信息，对我说话，遇见我。
That the Lord, you will use the singing, you will use the prayers, you will use the message. Speak to me, meet me, encounter me.
你们哪一个姊妹上了美容院不带盼望进去的？
Any sister who goes to the beauty salon does not enter that store with hope.
我怎么进去？披头散发，还是披头散发出来吗？
Does anyone want to go in and leave exactly the same?
有吗？
Anyone?
弟兄姊妹，这一个说不出来的盼望，欢欢喜喜的来到神的殿中。
There's a glorious hope and expectation. With great joy, I come into the temple of the Lord.
好，我的前言讲完了，现在讲第三段。
Done with the introduction. Now we're going to enter this third point.
所以我们在经历神的建造的时候
，So when we begin to experience this building work of the Lord,
圣经上用神的居所来表达那个荣耀的建造。
God uses this.Dwelling place, this to signify this glorious work.
而至终的荣耀是那座圣城新耶路撒冷。
And the utmost at the end of its completion of God's work is a glorious city called the New Jerusalem.
但是再怎么样，这个建造，这个让我们看到那个荣耀的目标和意向和结果。
And in this great construction, our eyes can have a glimpse of the glory and the outcome of God's work.
但是我们是活的人，是有生命的。
But we are the living, we have life.
所以在具体的建造上， 该怎么建造跟建造的落实上神用基督的身体来表达
So in the practicality of how that is being actualized the building of this construction God uses the body of Christ as a clearer representation
我希望大家能够知道哈那个目标那个荣耀的未来神用一座荣耀的城来表达
And that end purpose that end glory God uses a glorious city to represent that
而建造的本身这个建造的途径或是这个建造的方法神是用基督身体透过基督的身体来建造我们
And the process of this construction God uses the concept or the understanding of the body of Christ to actualize that work
那圣经讲到基督身体的建立最清楚最完整的一段经文就是在以弗所书第四章
And when the scripture mentioned about the, what's most complete in scripture that speaks of the maturity and the growing of the body of Christ is in Ephesians chapter 4
我们都很熟我们先来读它
We are all very familiar, let's read it together.
我们就一个 slide 一个 slide 读、先读中文他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体、好就该英文、
Let's read it together in English. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
好，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，是神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话凡事长进连于元首基督全身都靠他联络的合适百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己
Again, read it together. Speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.From whom the whole body joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, cause growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
我们上个礼拜新这个门徒训练的时候特别讲到由新造到新人。
And last week on the Chinese ministry side, it was shared from a new creation to a new man.
今天在基督里面我们成为新造的人因为我们得着了神儿子的生命做生命。
We are the new creation because we have now received the life of the Son of God to be our lives.
而新人特别讲到所有的新造在基督里面我们成为一个生命的共同体。
And this new man speaks of the commonality of all of us being brought together because of the newness of this new creation.
他讲到教会。
And is speaking specifically about the church.
所以我们特别讲到说夏娃只有一个成分是亚当。
And we gave the illustration that Eve has only one element, and that element is Adam.
因为神不是用泥土造的夏娃，神是用肋骨亚当的肋骨造的夏娃。
Because God did not form Eve out of the dust, but God formed Eve out of the rib coming out of Adam.
夏娃是教会的预表，亚当是基督的预表。
And Eve is a type of the church, and Adam is the type of Christ.
所以同样的，教会的成分只有基督。
And so therefore, the content of the church can only be Christ.
一个真实的教会能够归到那座荣耀圣城里面成为成分的，它必须是基督。
A true church that will be a part of that glorious city, its content must be Christ.
同样的，新人的成分也必须是基督。
So therefore, this new man, the content of this new man must be Jesus Christ.
所以神虽然很注重我们个人跟他的关系，跟我们过得胜的生活。
Yes, Jesus.The Lord God cares about our individual lives, our individual relationship with Him, that we live a victorious life.
但是神更在乎他要得到一个团体，就是教会。
But God, what God cares about far more is the corporate, the church itself.
所以我上个礼拜上课的时候放了一个图哈，因为英文组没看到。
And again, during the class last week on the Chinese ministry side, Pastor, you gave a picture, a brother and sister who are on the English ministry. did not have the opportunity to see it.
你觉得哪一个最容易，哪一个最难呢？
I want to ask you, which one is easiest, which one is the hardest?
我已经故意把答案暗示了，这是一条进步上行的路。
I kind of gave you an answer already because you can see that this is an upper way.
底下这个人一个人跑，他得过九面金牌。
This person on the lower left-hand corner, he's won 9 gold medals.
个人跑接力跑，他一共拿过九面金牌。两个人跑就已经不得了了，太难。
And again, when you go from a person running by himself, a single race, to a two-legged race, it's hard enough already.
这个叫二人三角，听过哈，玩过吧。
So it's a two-legged race. You heard of that? Or three-legged race, sorry.
那更不要说上面那个，那个上面是几个，二四六八，八个人跑，那是不是更难？
And the picture above, there are 8 people running. Is that more harder?
今天我们在这里300多个人跑，你觉得难不难？
And there are 300 some of us that are running together. Do you find that difficult?
所以要得到团体能够同心合意的往前，这是一个极大的挑战。
To lay hold of a corporate desire, corporate, the oneness of heart, that we all move forward together is a great challenge.
那等一下我们会来看为什么这件事情这么重要。
And we're going to come and see why is this so important.
所以刚刚讲的这段的圣经至少提到四件很重要的事情。
So this portion of scripture that we just read in Ephesians mentioned at least 4 very important things.
我就很快的讲过去，因为这件事情跟我们侍奉培训也非常有关。我上个礼拜说会留一段今天讲。
Very, very quickly, I will give a just walk through these points because we're going to spend more time going through it in detail.
第一件事情。
Number one.
教会基督身体的建立是借着主赐给教会各样的恩赐。
The building up of this body, the building up of the church is through the gifts that God has given to the church.
他们的使命是为了成全圣徒，能够各尽其职。来建立基督的身体。
The very purpose is for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
这几个恩赐都很可贵。
These gifts that are mentioned, they're all very precious.
但是他们的责任不是建立基督的身体。
But their responsibility is not to build the body of Christ by themselves.
基督身体的建立是谁的责任？
And what is the responsibility of the building up of the body of Christ?
你们都很会读书哈，而且我讲过这么多，责任是谁？
You guys are all wonderful students. We've talked about it many times.
是谁？
Who is it?
Hey.
Come on, guys.
你要讲我已经是第一步了，应该说我们。
And when you say me, that is the first step. The right answer is us.
使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，这都是特别的职分，神给教会特别的恩赐。
The apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, teachers, these are all positions, gifting that God has given to the church.
他们的责任是成全圣徒，或 equipping the saint, 或是 build up, 这些圣徒。为的是要叫他们起来建立，各尽其职来建立基督的身体。
Their specific function and their purpose is to equip or to build up all the saints that they may rise up for the work of the ministry.
你们下个礼拜 Super Bowl 是吧？
Next week, I think most of us know the Super Bowl is coming.
我家里面没有电视 channel, 所以不要跑到我们家来看哈。
I don't have reception at my house, so don't bother thinking about coming to my house.
我昨天 Google 了一下，打 football 需要多少人。
And I Googled yesterday and try to understand how many players are necessary to play a game.
考考你们多少人
？Do you guys know?
Offense 跟这个防守跟攻击各11个人，所以 total 22个人在 field 上。
So those who are participating on the field, when you're on the offense, 11 men. When you're on the defense, 11 men.
然后球场上可能 Las Vegas 可以做到将近80,000个人。
And you can the entire stadium can occupy probably 80,000 people.
这个票已经卖到50,000块了哈。
The price per ticket is as high as 50,000.
我建议你不要买，奉献到教会来。
My recommendation is don't buy the ticket, offer it to the church.
八万个人喊啦叫啦，然后底下人跑跑跑跑得累死了。
And 80,000 people screaming at the top of their lungs, and those 11 men are exhausted on the field.
全世界超过十亿的人在看这个球赛。More than 1 billion.
More than 1 billion people are watching this particular competition.
就在看这些人表演。
And everybody's just watching these 11 men running around.
你把它缩小一点，这是今天教会很多的情形。
And we bring that into the context of the church today. That is very good reflection.
我去过一些教会，我问他们说，你们教会有多少人投入教会的服事？很少教会超过20%的人投入教会的服事。
I've gone to many churches and I asked brothers and sisters. I said, "How many of your brothers and sisters participate in ministry at work?" And they said about 20%.
您不是在看球赛吗？
So isn't it very much of the description that I just gave? 今天
worship team 是 C1, C2, C3 还是 A？
Today's worship team, is it the A1 team, A2 team, B1 or C1 team? Is there a B1?
对不对?
I don't think so.
我们来到神家就是来看的，来观望的。
And it seems like when we come to the house of the Lord, we're just here to watch.
更难听一点就是你今天准备怎么 entertain 我。
And not speaking very kindly, maybe the perspective of all. How are you guys going to entertain me today?
弟兄姊妹，这不叫教会。
But so this is not the church.
教会来所有就用身体来表达的。
And when the church comes together, it is represented by the body.
就是我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都要在这里进。
Every single person has a function.
只要有一个肢体不尽功用，其实全身一定受到影响。
If as long as one particular member is not functioning, the entire body is in disarray.
我有一次在纽约被人家从身上骨头抽一块骨头出来。做骨头化验，哇，把我痛了一个下午不会动。
I had a bone. Biopsy. And I remember the pain that. I had to go. It was painful for the rest of the afternoon.
我刚来美国的时候跟于师母两个人合买了一辆老爷车500块钱。
Pastor Nancy and I, when we first came to the States, we bought our very first car. It was $500.
那牌子叫 Ford Montego， 你们可能现在听都没听过。
It was the Ford Montego. You probably never even heard of what that is.
那时候我们穷留学生都是买8缸大车，因为美国能源危机，大车都很便宜。
And again, because at the time there was plenty of resources, and an eight-cylinder car was the cheapest on the market, so that's what we bought.
我那辆车只要碰到十字路口一转弯就熄火。
And that particular car, every time we stop at the light and we have to take a left turn, it always stalls.
我真的是给他搞得头痛的不了，只要一转弯，我不能永远开直的，对不对？
I can't just keep going, right? I have to eventually stop. And every time I stop, I make a turn, the car stalls.
然后我送去给人家看，没有人找得出什么问题。
I've taken it to the mechanic numerous times.Nobody can diagnose the problem.
那神给我智慧，让我找到了一个问题，知道那个 calibrator 是吧？里面有一个螺丝，一转弯它松了，它就熄火了。
And there is the Lord has actually given me wisdom that the carburetor within that car, there was one particular screw that was loose.
一个小螺丝而已。
A very small, tiny screw.
所以我带了一个螺丝起子，开车一转弯我就到路边转好再开。
And so every time when I'm about it, the car stops at an intersection, I know I'm about to make a turn, I would take my screwdriver and go and tighten up that screw a little bit, and then the car will go.
我那个500块的车，这个公司出了1400块帮我从那边运到加州来。
That $500 vehicle, my company paid $1,400 to ship it over here in the California.
所以我就跑到这个 junkyard 去买了一个旧的，把螺丝拿过来换过来就解决了。
And so I went to the junkyard, found a similar carburetor, took that slow screw, that part, replaced the screw, and the problem was solved.
一个小螺丝啊。
One tiny screw.
给我整个开车的生活带来不知道多少麻烦。
It has brought tremendous pain in my driving experience.
我多加了两节经文，大家读一下。
I added two particular verses.
我们先读这一节，你 slide 先不要放下一个，好，我们来看一下。他说，如果脚说我不是手，所以我就不属于这个身子，他也不能因此就不属于身子；设若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子。他也不能因此就不属乎身子，因为你很快读一下。
If the foot should say, because I am not of the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
好，你看到在这里哈，他说脚说，因为我不是手。所以表示脚有点自卑感。
And so the foot says, I am not a hand, maybe because he's feeling a little,
它比不上手嘛。
I can't compare to the hand.
你一般人都会说哇，你的手好漂亮。谁会说你的脚好漂亮？因为你都穿的鞋子嘛。
The foot has low self-esteem because everyone oftentimes praise the hand and say, "Oh, your hands are beautiful." Who would ever praise and say you have wonderful-looking feet?
你不太有机会露脚，而且脚常常臭的。
And there's not an opportunity for you to show your feet, and oftentimes we know it stinks.
所以脚就觉得我比不上手。你不能因此说你不属于身体，对不对
？The foot would say, "Okay, I can't compare to the hand, but." You cannot say I am not part of the body.
下一个是说耳朵，说我不是眼。
And so the next example that Paul gives is that the ear, because it's not the eye.
但你不能说你自己觉得你比不上眼睛的功用，所以你就不属于身体。
And you can't say I can't compare to that wonderful function of the eye, so I'm not part of the body.
所以保罗说，如果全身是眼，你弄什么听？
And Paul says, okay, if that were the illustration of the case, if the whole body was an eye, how would you hear?
全身是耳，你用什么闻？
If the whole body was the ear, how would you smell?
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要觉得，哎呀，我不行了，不像他。
And so don't ever, no one here should say, I can't compare to so-and-so.
就在教会里面不 function.
And so I'm not going to function.
这是第一个重点啊。
This is the very first point.
没有一个人可以说我在教会比不上别人，我不重要，我不 function.
And no one can ever say that I cannot compare to someone, I'm not very important, I don't need to function.
下一段经文。
The next verse.
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
这个就是针对那些功用比较重要的人说的。
And these verses are particularly for those who seemingly are functioning more.
我以前曾经问过，不知道多少年没问了。假如你必须要做一个选择哈。
And I've asked this question before. If you must make a choice,
你要留下眼睛还是留下手？
Would you rather keep your eyes or would you rather keep your hands?
想要 keep eyes, 请举手。
Everyone who wants to keep their eyes, can you raise your hand?
那觉得这么多人要留下手啊？那
so many people
要留下手的举手。
Those who want to keep your hands, would you raise your hand?
这么多人不想活，你都不要。
And the rest of you, what happened? You don't want to live anymore?
你只能挑一个。我再问一次哈，你想
you can only pick one.
想留下手的，请举手。
Anyone who wants to keep their hand, can you raise your hand?
所以你不要眼。
So you don't want your eyes.
我跟你说，我眼睛虽然小，但是我还是要眼哈。
还
有没要眼的，请举手。
Those of you who want your eyes, raise your hand.
多多了。
There's more.
那下一个。
The next slide.
头跟脚。
The head and feet.
想要脚的，请举手，不要头的。
Those of you who want to keep the feet, can you raise your hand? Aaron rose his hand. Raise.
还是有人。
Aaron want to keep his feet.
你要脚不要头吗？
You want to keep your feet and not your head?
虽然我脚很重要，但是我还是要保头嘛。
I know my feet are precious to me, but I have to keep the head, right?
对不对
？Right?
那 Tom Cruise 之所以是 Tom Cruise， 他不是光靠那张脸。
Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise not just because of his good looks.
他的特点是跑很快。
His characteristic says he's able to run very fast.
他没有脚的话，他不会演 Mission Impossible.
If he do not have those feet, there's no way he would be cast for Mission Impossible.
所以那些你自己觉得你很重要的，你不能说我不需要你。
So those of you who feel that you're very important, you can't go to someone and say I have no need of you.
你不觉得保罗实在是太聪明了吗？
Don't you see the wisdom in Paul?
他从两个角度来讲身体的功用啊。
So both perspective, he talks about the function of the body.
所以圣经上说，没有一个人可以小到我们忽略他，他反而更该宝贵的。
And there's no one that is small, so small that people can neglect it. As a matter of fact, it is even more honorable.
那些不俊美的，要越发让他俊美。
And those things that are less appealing, that you need to allow it to show forth this beauty.
这个叫做健康的教会。
And this is what is a healthy church.
就是有更多的肢体看见的身体。
That more and more members have the foresight and the vision of the body.
有更多的肢体看见了教会整体身体的重要。
And more and more the members begin to see the importance of the body of Christ.
然后第二个特点就是有越来越多的这个肢体开始。尽他的功用。
And the second characteristic is that through that vision, more and more members begin to function.
我如果从现在开始到我结束，我就是这样子继续讲道的话，你们会很痛苦的。
From the beginning, from this point on till the end of the service, I just stand stiff and I preach like this. It'd be very painful for you to watch.
最痛苦的是我，我得这样子。
The most painful person is me because I'm stuck in this position.
但是你们也会痛苦。
But you, when you watch, you feel miserable too.
听到一个僵尸在那里讲道。
This stiff corpse is preaching to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子动？你看我一讲，跑来跑去，动来动去，我看他们。每次录影镜头都跑来跑去，因为我活的。
And I'm animated. I preach. I move around. And when I watch myself on TV, the camera's constantly panning left and right because I am alive.
因为我的 member 都在 function.
Because all of my members, they're all functioning.
你看我有时候得打他，我也得打他。
Sometimes
不然我没手的话，我怎么？
because my hand is functioning. Don't pat me so hard.
我们每一个肢体都有它的功用，对不对？
So every single one of these members, they are all functioning.
所以。保罗在这里说要成全圣徒能够各尽其职。
So that's why Paul says we need to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
怎么样子能够让神的儿女各占其位各尽其职？
How do we allow every single child of God to stand in the rightful position that they would do their part?
中文的这个各占其位的占哈，一个字之别会是两种截然不同的教会。
In the Chinese translation, it may be construed into two different directions by the way it is written.
一个是我 position myself, 我站在我该站的位置，我来尽我的功用。
And one understanding is that I am standing in the position that I'm supposed to stand, and I function in that position.
另外一个是占领的占，我 occupy 这个位置。
And the other notion is that I occupy the space.
所以如果是变成去占领，我要去占长老。的职分，我要去占什么小组长的职分才，不然我不服侍，那这个神家就完了。
So if the notion is I'm going to occupy this position, I'm going to occupy this title, or else I'm not going to serve, then this church is undone.
如果你的生命、你的功用就是做眼、做口，你必须做眼、做口。
If your function, your gift is to be the eye, to be the mouth, then that's what you're supposed to function as.
全身舒服。
And the whole body is comfortable.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们尽功用，站在对的位置尽功用，你自己舒服，全身舒服。
And when we are functioning as we are the function, and you're in the right position, the entire body is comfortable.
我几十年前知道的一个教会。
A few decades ago, I know of this church.
他们有几位所谓的负责弟兄，就是教会的top leader.
There's some responsible brothers overseeing this church.
就是在那里比来比去，你既然可以讲道，我也一定要可以讲道。
So they compete with one another, and then they would have schism and arguments. And if you're allowed to preach, then I'm allowed to preach.
但是你明明知道他的生命，他对圣经的认识，他跟神的关系，再加上他的恩赐，都不是一个做口的人。
And you know this person, you know, according to his maturity, his experience, and his gifting, he is not a person that is able to speak eloquently.
站在上面就拿了十几页，就一页一页的念，因为他一个。写下来就在上面念。弟兄姊妹说，你来这里，如果你要念的话，我宁可我上去去念十二难，也比你好。
And he would come up with his notes, and he would just read through his notes. And there would be brothers and sisters that would say, "Well, if you're just there reading your notes, I could find better examples of what to read."
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面一定要守住神给我的恩赐。给我的功用，然后我忠心的尽我的功用，全身得祝福。
And brothers, we need to understand, we need to hold fast to the giftings that God has given to each of us individually, and we function according to what God has ordained.
这是第一件事情。
So this is the very, very first point.
我赶快进第二个。第二个。
And very quickly, let's come to the second point.
凡事长进，连于元首基督。
And growing up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ.
刚才十五节说要用爱心说诚实话。凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Verse 15, we see that speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head.
所以我们今天被神放在教会里面。
So the Lord has placed all of us here in the church.
我们个人不能停止成长。整个教会不能停止成长。
We individually cannot stop growing. Us as a church cannot stop growing.
Saddleback 他们曾经做过一个调查。
The Saddleback Church over in New York, they once conducted a survey.
这个起码是十几年前，我跟弟兄姊妹引用过。他说，全美国在北美的教会。
This study was done over 10 years ago. He said here in North America, the churches in North America,
85%的教会，要么是零成长，要么是负成长。
85% of the churches
zero, 就是完全没有长，或是那个
they're either not growing or they're declining,
退步了,
or they're losing attendance.
那么15% 的成长,
and 15% of them are growing.
其中有 14% 是 membership transfer, 小教会跑到 mega church, 跑到大教会去。
And of those growth, 14% is simply due to membership transfer, church, people going from church to church.
只有 1% 是教会真正的借着福音借着各方面的培训教会成长。
And there's only 1% of the churches that are generally growing because of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹不光教会很容易停止成长，我们个人也很容易停止成长。
When the church is prone to stop growing, we ourselves are prone to stop growing.
你想想看，你最近的日子成长了多少
？And I like to ask everyone just to ponder to think in these days, in these past days, how much have I grown?
所以我们不光要不停止成长
，Not only can we, we should continually to grow.
而且保罗告诉我们可以凡事长进。
And then Paul tells us here is that we can grow in all things.
所以你千万不要说我要等到有哪个培训班，我哪一次去上有空去读神学院，我再成长。No, 凡事都可以长。
Please do not say that I'm going to wait for a conference or wait for this particular class and this particular opportunity. No, all things we can grow.
你在最小的事情上都可以成长。
And the very smallest things you can grow.
你看金森伯拉说，你看今天多少基督徒三句话都讲不出口。
Pastor Jim Cimbala says a lot of Christians they can't even let three words of the gospel come out of
their
mouth.
I'm wrong. Thank you. 抱歉，我错了。谢谢。光这三句话，多少基督徒讲不出口
？As a lot of Christians can't even say these three simple words. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. And thank you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进步。
And brothers, we need to improve. We need to grow.
所以我说同伴太重要了。
That's why I say companions are so important.
同伴决定了我们成长的速度跟品质。
The companions that you have will dictate the rate of your growth, the rate of your progression.
在台湾的男孩子都得去军队训练一段时间，回到家叠被都叠得好好的，对不对
？And all the men in Taiwan, they need to go through military training. After they've gone through training, when they come home, you discover they all make their beds very well.
至少在军营里面都这样子。
At least when they're going through military training, that is a requirement.
走路都不一样。
And when they walk differently.
但是回到家没多久就堕落了。
And then when they come home for a season.All of that is lost.
被子还是不叠。
And the bed is not made.
因为全家只有他叠，他也不叠了。
Because the whole house, he's the only one that makes his bed. So what's the point of me keeping doing it?
原来回到家雄赳赳、气昂昂的，看到每一个都这样子走路，他不久也变成这样走路。
And he came home from military training. He's walking like a soldier. And then after a while, everybody in the household is walking with their back slumped. So he walks with his back.
同伴真的决定我们成长的速度跟品质。
Brothers and sisters.The companions that we have will determine the rate of growth and the quality of growth.
所以保罗说，凡事长进。
So that's why Paul says, grow up in all things.
连于元首基督。
Into him who is the head.
一方面讲说是在基督里长，必须是新造的。
Oh, on the one hand, this growth must be a growth in the new creation, must be in Christ.
他的介系词是 grow into Christ.
And the second emphasis is that you are growing into Christ.
这个长进是有永恒价值的，被神数算的。
This particular growth has an eternal value. This is what God would number or God would count.
这个长进是长到基督身体里的，因为这一段正在讲身体的建造。
This growth is a growth into the body of Christ because that's exactly what the scripture is talking about.
所以你的长进绝对不是只为你自己。
So this growth is not just simply personal growth.
你的长进为了整个教会的。
Your growth is for the growth of the body of Christ.
所以我们在香柏木培训中心一再跟学员讲，你不是只为你自己学的，你是要为教会学的，为神家神国来这里学习。
So the one emphasis in the CTC training center is that we're letting everybody know your education, your learning is not just for yourselves, it's for the kingdom of God.
因为我们长进影响着所有的。
Because the way we grow will impact and influence everyone.
底下两个图放过很多次了，看一下就好。一个大南瓜，对不对
？And these pictures you've seen before, this big, huge pumpkin.
三四十年第一次比赛的时候，冠军135磅。
30-40 years ago, the champion, the biggest pumpkin was about 134 pounds.
2016年他已经到了2600多磅。
In 2016, the size of the pumpkin that wins the competition is 2,624 pounds.
我昨天晚上 Google 一下，现在2023年第一名是 Minnesota。 在哈佛墓碑参加比赛已经到2749磅。
And I googled the champion pumpkin in 2023 as someone in the competition at Half Moon Bay as 2749 pounds.
因为那个南瓜不好看，所以我还是放原来的。
And that particular pumpkin didn't look very nice, so I took this picture and I want to show you.
接着讲到我们成长是有很大的 potential 的。
And it speaks of the fact that in our growth there's quite a bit of potential.
你如果懒洋洋的，我135是冠军的，你就一辈子留到130几就好。
And if you say, oh, 134, I'm a champion already, and for the rest of my life, I'll just be 134.
但是在基督里的长进是没有界限的。
But the growth,
没有止境的。
But the growth in Christ, there is no limit, there is no bound.
我们都应该在主的面前一直长。
We should all continue to grow in the Lord.
另外一个图我们也讲过，既然在一个身体里面，我们要一起长。
And the second illustration you also seen before. Since we are all in Christ together, then we got to all grow together.
你这个水桶任何一根短了，就决定了这个水桶承祝福的度量。
Any one of these planks that makes up this wooden bucket will, the shortest one will dictate the capacity of this vessel.
所以你看，我们教会，我们有 worship team, 有成人主日学，有儿童主日学，有招待组，有各样的服事。
And in our church, there are all manner of services: the worship team, children's Sunday school, and the usher team, and all many other teams.
好，我们有 war ministry, 我们还有 mission, 我们有福音组，各式各样的，我们要一起长。
We have the word ministry, the gospel ministry, all these manners of ministry, they all need to grow together.
所以我刚才已经光展就讲了三个哈，一个要不停止长，凡事长，然后一起长。
Number one, we cannot stop growing. We need to all grow into Christ, and we got to all grow together.
所以，像口舌在教会里面是最容易给仇敌来伤害教会的。
And the one thing that I want to come and talk about is that our tongue, the words are our mouth.Oftentimes, that is the one thing that harms the body, harms the church.
就连无心想要造成问题，那种随口讲话都可能造成伤害，更不要说恶意的攻击和批评论断。
Even if you were unintentional in your words and bring harm to anyone, not to say if you are intentionally speaking and saying the things that you want to say to hurt someone.
在教会一定要学习口舌要受割礼。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know how to circumcise our lips.
不光那种批评论断得罪人得罪神的话不说，要说造就人的好话。
And not only do we abstain from gossiping and criticism of one another, we need to speak words that build each other up.
谎言、夸大、虚假的话都不能说的。
Lies falsehood, all of those things should not come out of our tongues.
我们以前认识一个姊妹，她跟我跟于师母跟她几十年前很熟。她身上有一个特点，我那天听她见证，很感动啊。
And there's a sister that we know for many years ago, and not just recently we heard a testimony from her.
不是 recently， 她已经被主接去了。Oh, 我很久以前听她做见证。
She's gone to be with the Lord. Many years ago, I heard her testimony.
她个性 outgoing， 比较急性子一点。
She's very outgoing. Her personality, she just very rapid.
那个时候她单身，有一天她搬家。
At that time, she was still single and she was moving.
她礼拜六搬家，礼拜天我们碰到她说是这个。他说他搬家了。
Saturday, she moved, and Sunday we met her, and she said, "Hey, I moved yesterday."
我们说那你一定很辛苦啊，这个虽然单身，搬家也是麻烦的事。
And I said, "You must be very tired, though you're still single, but I think that it's still quite difficult and challenging."
我就照他的几乎原话讲哈。
I'll try to say exactly what she said.
他说，哎呀，我大概搬了有30多个箱子。
I moved about 30 some odd boxes.
然后听她愣下来了。
And then she paused.
大概20多个。大概20多个。
Okay. There were some 20 some odd boxes, but she said there were some 30 some odd boxes.
然后更小声地说，哦，大概只有十几个。
And then she changed, which is actually just in the teens.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我这么简单的一句话，但是我里面其实很佩服。他的认真
and just this illustration when she corrected herself repeatedly, I'm very moved by her seriousness.
他可能根本没想到有人会注意他这么讲
and perhaps she's not even aware of the fact that she's correcting herself.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面有太多地方可以长进的。
Brothers and sisters, I give you this illustration to let all of us know that there are many, many areas in our lives that we can grow.
我们个人要长，全教会要长。
We individually need to grow. The church as a whole needs to grow.
对不对？我们 Super Mario 告诉大家，吃完饭不要把椅子弄得乱七八糟，你就把它推进去，有什么关系？
And we have a short video using Super Mario to give everybody illustration that after we use the dining hall to tidy up the space.
你吃的或者你孩子吃的掉到地上，你就负责把它擦干净嘛。这有什么困难？你要叫别人帮你做嘛。
The food that falls from your mess or your eating or your children, of course you clean it up. Are you expecting someone else to clean up for you?
你看那小孩子在那里跑来跑去，万一他撞到老人家、撞到孕妇，造成伤害怎么办？万一他撞到玻璃怎么办
？If you see kids running around.And if they cause an elderly to fall or someone who's pregnant, somebody comes to hurt is harm, should we not do something about that?
就算他不是你的儿子，应该 stop 他，帮助他也要成长。
Even that child is not your son or your daughter. You need to stop that child, allow that child to grow.
世界上的那一套不要带到神家来，神家就是神儿女，这是神的家。我们是一家人。
The things of the world, we do not bring the things of the world into the house of the Lord. We are of the household of God, and we are of one house.
第三个，借着持定元首，全身靠他联络的合适。
And through holding fast to the head, Christ, from whom the whole body is joined and knit together.
这里十六节说，全身靠他联络的合适，然后百节各按各职。
And here it says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together, and every joint supplies according to the effective.
而这次特会的主题，以弗所书第二章也说，二章二十一节，全房靠他联络的合适。所以房靠他联络，身体靠他联络。
And so Ephesians chapter 2 was the memorization verse for this conference that the buildings were put together, knit together, the body is knit together.
怎么可能让我们这么多不同的人被联络得这么好？
How is it possible that we being so different from one another that we are joined and knitted together so wonderfully?
除非都让他居首位。
Unless we all allow Christ to be the first.
我们这么多不同的意见、不同的看法、不同的喜好，怎么样子能够同心同行？怎么样能够真以基督耶稣的心为心？
We all have different backgrounds, different opinions, different likes and dislikes. How do we allow Christ's mind and Christ's heart to be our mind and our heart?
这就是我们必须要放下自己。
So we need to learn to lay down ourselves.
所以我多加了一节经文，以弗所书第二章十四到十五节。
So added this particular verse, Ephesians chapter 2.
他说他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。为了要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
For he himself is our peace, which has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
好，这段经文我上个礼拜引用过，在这里让我们看见一，它的代价太大了。
And I've used this verse last week.And I want to say it again. Oneness costs tremendously.
因为基督是用他的身体废掉了冤仇。换句话说，为了有一，他流血舍命。
It is through his flesh that he has abolished this enmity. He had to shed his blood.
所以为什么神用这么严肃的话？如果有人破坏这个殿，神要毁坏那个人，因为这个殿是圣的。这个殿就是你们。
So this is the reason why the Lord is so severe. If anyone harms the body, the Lord God will destroy him because this is the body of Christ.
所以不要以为你自己犯罪没有人看到，你决定伤害身体。
Do not think that my casual sins or my sins no one can see. It brings harm to the body.
你说我关起门来在家里面看看色情，我犯个罪，我撒个谎，我做这件事情，没有人知道有什么关系？
You say, well, I'm at home, I'm behind closed doors, I'm looking at pornography, I'm lying, I do this one little thing. Nobody sees it. What's the big deal?
他都伤害了整个身体的 oneness.
It harms and it hurts the oneness of the body.
就连我们的教会抱团分门结党都是在伤害身体。
Even when we're at church and we begin to have schisms and we have our own group of people, when we start doing those things, we are hurting the body of Christ.
所以第一个，他代价太大 ，cost his life.
Number one, you need to understand and recognize that this oneness cost his life.
第二个，他产生的力量太大。
And number two, the power that it generates is so great.
真正的合一，那个力量是仇敌怕的。
The power of one is what the enemy is afraid of.
利未记二十六章说，你们五个人追一百个人，一百个人追一万个人。
A song tells us a five will chase a hundred, and sorry,
五个人一百个人是 one to twenty.
A five will chase a hundred. That is twenty times.
一百个赶一万个人是 one to 100.
A hundred will chase 10,000. That is a hundredfold.
更多的人同心，那个力量就更大加成的。
The more that are united as one, the greater of that strength.
所以这是仇敌怕他一直要破坏。
So this is what the enemy is terrified of, and this is what he wants to destroy.
他想尽办法来破坏。
He thinks of all ways and all manners to destroy this one.
借着你说一句话，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，从此神家。失去了合一。
And so because of the words of the women that, oh, Paul has slain his thousand, David his 10,000, now all of a sudden the kingdom, the house is divided.
这句话毁了整个扫罗一生。
These words has ruined the life of Saul.
这句话让大卫受了十几年的痛苦。
And these words has caused David to be in exile and being under for many, many years.
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常小心的。
But sisters, we need to be careful.
第三个，他的祝福太大。
Thirdly, we also need to recognize the immense blessing of one.
当弟兄和睦同居的时候
how beautiful, how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity.
贵重的膏油就是讲到圣灵全备的祝福充满教会。
And the anointing of the Lord speaks of the fullness of the Spirit of God filling His body.
你在聚会里面可以感受到圣灵的工作，圣灵的膏抹，圣灵的运行。
And when we're in a service, you begin to feel, you begin to sense the move of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
它也像黑门的甘露降临。在锡安山，那是神永远的生命，就是聚会充满的生命。
It is like that dew, the thick dew of Haman that comes and falls upon the mountain of Zion. It speaks of the just the fullness of the presence of God.
再说一，代价太大，力量太大，祝福太大。
We need to see that in this oneness, it costs a great price. It's tremendous great power. There's a tremendous great blessing that comes from the one.
第四个点，借着在爱中我们彼此的相助和彼此的建立。
Fourthly, through love, we edify when we build one another.
不仅全身靠他联络的合适，而且百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 16, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
神把我们摆在一起，我们彼此需要。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord put us together because we need one another.
所以才会有人说，爬都要爬回到主的面前，爬都要爬回到教会里面。
That's why there would be people that would say, if I have to crawl, I'm going to crawl back to the presence of God. I'm going to crawl back to the house of God.
底下两个图也都是看过的哈，一个筷子，还有一个是炭火。
And again, you've seen this illustration before. The illustration on the left of a stick, a single chopstick, and multiple of them being together.
你要自己活。仇敌随时就把你毁了。
And if you want to be alone, you want to be by yourself, you're easily destroyed.
那个炭火烧得那么旺，拿出去没有多久它就黑了。
And the coal on the lower right-hand corner is blazing, but you take any one single coal out, it will now cool down very rapidly.
但是你看底下的那团火。
But you see, again, that pile of charcoal that is in flame.
我特别丢了一块黑黑的。湿湿的进去，它一定早晚烧起来的。
And even if I threw a damp and wet coal into that pile, sooner or later will be ignited.
你活在神家，你就是会成长，你接受保护，也接受神家给你的约束。
If you live in the house of God, you will grow, you will be protected, you will be under the boundaries of this house.
那这是讲到保护方面。
And this is from the perspective of protection.
那公用方面，当我们一家人摆在一起，我以前也放过这个图啊。
From a functional perspective, also I gave the same illustration to brothers and sisters.
你今天回家洗澡，你喜欢哪一个莲蓬头？
If you go and go home, if you have one of these shower heads to choose from, which one would you want?
你要弄哪一个？
Which one are you going to use?
你说都不用，今天不洗啊。
He said, I'm not going to use either one. I'm not going to take a shower today.
我是指你要洗的话。
I'm going to say, if you are going to take a shower.
我当然用那个百节各按各职的嘛。
Of course, the one on the left. Every single one of those holes are functioning.
聚会不是光为了你我享受的，也是为了主耶稣享受的。
And you know that when we get together, it's not just for your enjoyment, my enjoyment, but for the enjoyment of the Lord.
如果今天耶稣来到我们中间，就那么一根细细的水，你觉得多么煞风景？
And if Jesus was taking a shower and he comes and he's using the shower head on the right hand side, you think he would enjoy it?
我们在做小组培训的时候，很多小组长有一个共同的痛苦，就是弟兄姊妹不讲话。
And when we were training small group leads on how to facilitate small group get-togethers, the common pain is brothers and sisters are all speechless when they come together.
小组长很辛苦，没话找话，挤牙膏挤出一点话。在那边撑这个聚会。
The small group lead is prepared and finding words, finding examples, trying to squeeze something out of someone and try to sustain this meeting.
那不是大家喉咙痛或者哑巴或者内向，一聚完会全部都在讲话。
And it's amazing. It's not because they had a sore throat or they had some type of problem they couldn't speak. The moment the meeting ends, everybody becomes alive. Everybody talks.
跟口才没关，跟心情没关，跟身体没关。就是没有进功用而已。
And it has nothing to do with their mood, their talents, their ability to speak or their speech. It is simply because they weren't functioning.
你不要长篇大论，你就简单的两三句，一两分钟就好了，分享你的得着。
You don't need to expound a lecture. So use a few minutes, just share what you have received.
所以我们被摆在一起，彼此包容。
So when we are together, we cover one another.
彼此扶持。
We support one another.
我们怎么样在爱中彼此建立。
And how do we build each other up in the love of Christ?
能够百节各按各职。
And then every single part does its share.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的要在主的面前，要感谢神把我们摆在一起啊！
But just I want to ask all of us to be thankful of the Lord that He's placed us together.
我们都不完全。
None of us are perfect.
但是我们彼此可以成为对方的祝福。
But we can be a blessing to one another.
听过那个故事吗？有一个人一直都不快乐。
You've heard this story before. This one man, he was never happy.
他也不享受聚会。
And he didn't enjoy the meeting.
有一天晚上睡觉做梦的时候。
One day he was in a dream.
他就进到一个餐厅一样，一桌的这个佳肴美食。
And he dreamt that he entered into this banquet hall, and on the table it was a magnificent feast.
但是每一个人脸上都不快乐，
愁苦。And when he noticed the faces of everyone at the feast, no one was happy.
等到走近的时候，才发现每一个人的手被棍子绑着。
And then when he came close to someone, he discovered everyone's arm was fastened to a cast.
哇，你夹了一块海参跟鲍鱼，伸不回来，对不对？
And someone with that cast on his hand, they were able to get the abalone, and they can't bring it back to their mouth.
这样子一放不是掉到脸上就是呛到
and all they could do is lift it up of their head and drop it and it falls and, flat and hits them on the face
然后他就听到二楼 满楼欢笑
and then all of a sudden he heard a joyous cry on the second floor
他就上去一看
And he went up to the second floor and he saw a whole different scene.
一模一样的人。
The same people with casts on their arms.
一样好吃的东西。
Same wonderful feast on the table.
但是我们夹了给对方吃。
And then we grab the food and we feed one another.
威廉，你要吃什么？
Pastor, you, what do you want to eat?
他说要吃那个，我说不行，那个是我要吃的。
and Pastor Yu says I want to eat that, and I said no, that's for me.
没有，那是开玩笑的。
No, that's jokingly, of course.
你想吃什么，我就夹给你。
Whatever you want to eat, here I'll feed you.
这个叫做 We are not perfect, but we are sincere.
This is a wonderful illustration of we are not perfect, but we are sincere.
我们都有缺陷，我们都有问题，但是我们可以借着彼此的扶持，让整个聚会充满了爱，充满了享受。
We all have our own limitation, we all have our faults, but we can all contribute and allow everybody to enjoy this gathering.
所以在这里说百节各按各职。
That's what Paul meant that.What he meant by every part does its share.
照着个体的功用彼此相助
causing the growth and edification of itself.
便叫身体渐渐增长
that the body would be edified and continue to grow.
身体不光不可以停止成长
not only can this body stop growing.
它要满有基督长成的身量
it must have the fullness and the stature of Christ.
我们一起加油好不好
Let's encourage one another.
跟隔壁说，感谢神，我们是一家人。
Say to the person next to you, "Thank God, we are of the same house."
好，我们一起先祷告，再唱回应诗歌，好不好
？Let's pray together, and then we're going to come and sing together.
你有任何感动，简短的带我们祷告。但是在我 在我们祷告之前，我还是要问一下，有没有中间有没有任何福音朋友，你还没有信耶稣？
Before we continue, I want to take this time and pause and ask, are there anybody who is sitting here that is not yet put their faith in Jesus Christ? You're still a gospel friend.
教会的门永远大开，欢迎你来。
The door of the church is forever open. You are forever welcome.
但是我们更盼望你跟我们一样，把你的心也打开，接受耶稣基督。
But it is our earnest hope that you would also open the door of your heart to receive Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. His precious blood can cleanse us of all sins.
他要给我们一个伟大的生命，让我们跟众圣徒一起来享受他的生命。
He wants to give us this wonderful life that with all the saints we can enjoy His life.
我们一起在这里爱他，侍奉他，也一起在这里彼此扶持。
We love Him together.We serve Him together. We serve one another together.
然后我们一起成长。
That we could grow together.
有没有这样子的人？你愿意的话，在你位置上把手举起来，好不好
？I don't know if there's anyone like that in our midst. If you're willing to accept Jesus, would you raise your hand?
好，感谢主。还有没有
？Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
还有没有？这是你，我们耶稣永远都在这里欢迎我们回到他的面前。
Jesus is forever welcoming us into His presence. Anyone else?
我最后再问一次，还有没有这样子的人？请你把手举起来。
I'm going to ask again. Anyone else?
好，没有，我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们随着感动，简短的带我们。
Brothers, as you are moved by the Lord, would you please pray?
阿门。
Dear Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful revelation on the importance of your body. Lord, if we are sincerely understanding your will and your blessing toward the body, and absolutely our life will be different. And we pray for all of us to be caught by this vision.
Amen.
And to live and grow together into the fullness of this body.
Amen.
And to live for this eternal will of you. And to live such a wonderful and glorious and full of life, full of love. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Father God, I pray that you would grant us wisdom and understanding. Oh, Lord Jesus, to truly be able to comprehend your heart and to comprehend the beauty of this one.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we really want to just come and humble ourselves to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, oftentimes, oh, Lord, we are very self-centered. Oh, Lord Jesus, oftentimes, oh, Lord, we do and we act as compulsion, but not of revelation, not of a vision, and not of the heart of Christ. So, Lord Jesus, I want to pray, oh, Lord, for each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, you bring us into the beauty of the one.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you allow us, oh, Lord, to treasure and to love the one. Oh, Lord Jesus, you help us to treasure and to build and edify one another in love.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, in all of our deficiencies, help our eyes not to see the faults of one another, but help us, oh, Lord, to see where you can do. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all of these wonderful examples. Teach us to speak the truth and love.
Amen.
Teach us to love one another in a very genuine way.
Amen.
In the ways of Christ. And the way that will build up the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, we love you. We know you love
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
We thank you for your words.
Amen.
You are the
Amen.
Speaking God.
Amen.
And these words are important to you. So may it be important to us.
Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 主，我们谢谢你。
主， Lord, we thank you.
你不光把那个荣耀的圣城摆在我们眼前，成了我们的标杆。
Not only have you given us the sight of that glorious city that has become our goal and our aim.
我们也谢谢你把我们摆在基督的身体里面。
But we thank you more so, O Lord, that you place us in the body of Christ.
哦，透过基督身体的建立，你在这里建立我们。
That through the building up of this body, you are building us up.
让我们不仅仅个人在这里得到成长。
Not only individually we are growing.
我们而是跟你的身体跟众肢体众圣徒一起在这里蒙恩在这里成长
that we are growing together with all the saints we are being blessed together as one
主要让这些话不是道理而是成为我们属灵的真实的情
况 Oh Lord we pray that these words do not simply become doctrine and understand and principles but becomes a genuine reality of our spiritual growth
我们都在这里一起高举基督
that we together come and exalt Jesus Christ
我们一起让基督充满在你
That we together allow Christ to fill the church.
我们也一起在这个弯曲悖谬的世代啊，为你发光，为你做见证。
That together in this crooked and perverse generation, we would light up for Christ.
祝福你的儿女。
Bless your children.
祝福各地的教会。
Bless the churches throughout this world.
让复兴临到你的百姓。
Oh, let revival come to your people.
让仇敌的诡计。所有的羞辱都来归还他
And let all the schemes, all the work of the devil be returned back unto him.
让我们都活在伟大的建造行列中
That we are all living in the very presence of this great building.
谢谢主
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.